Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The Right to Know, the national communicator for the rights campaigner, Lozola Kati. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. These are interesting times, really, as the Chinese curses us to live through interesting times. But important conversations now taking place.
Yeah. Hi, and morning, Howard. And
good
thank
morning.
You so much for having me. I think right now we are at a very interesting time, and it is important for us to understand what we can and what we cannot do, even during this interesting time. So, for instance, we do have the right to protest under the Gatherings Act, right? The Gatherings Act gives us a whole list of how we can protest legally and safely without infringing on the rights of the next person. So you may give notice 7 days before. If you cannot give notice 7 days before, you can give notice in less than 7 days. However, you must give notice to the police. On top of that, you have a section for meeting where you stipulate start and end time, where you're going to protest. So now you're working with the police to avoid pushback from the police. And also they're making sure that your protest is going to be legal and not infringe upon the rights of the next person. Then on the day of your protest, you go ahead and protest. When you are done and leaving the venue. So that's how it would work normally within South Africa. All right. But now what we're having currently is what we would tag as riots. Not necessarily a protest under the law, right? This is why we're having the government discharging police. And then on top of that, the current riots that are happening are also involving looting, they're involving violent acts, they're involving attacks. So now we're having a situation where the government is deploying the army. It's also majority because we did not take that first step of that is stipulated within the Gatherings Act.
Right. So, in other words, we didn't protect our citizens in the first place.
We didn't protect our citizens. The other thing I think that I love how you highlighted, Howard, that the government is not prepared for such things. It's something that we have been saying as the Right to Know is that the government is not prepared for situations whereby the citizens of South Africa become the voice of dissent against the government. They are not prepared, and this is because of the failure of the state security agency. This is the agency in South Africa that needs to preempt the acts or the voice of dissent or any type of voice that would rise up against the government and acts that would follow thereof from the society. This is a failure to interpret the issues, socioeconomic issues. It is a failure of interpreting and preempting how these citizens would respond to a specific issue such as the arrest of Zuma, poverty, the lack of employment, the lack of attention that the government is paying to socioeconomic issues within South Africa.
It certainly doesn't take a genius to have looked at this to say we know what Jacob Zuma and his cohorts have done before with manipulating social media, with Bell Pottinger, with the use of bots, with their need to divide South Africans. If this didn't happen, it would have been a surprise.
Exactly. It would have been a surprise if it didn't happen. And it does not take a genius to understand that over a year and a half of a lockdown is only and a lockdown whereby people are jobless, people are hungry. 350 rand does nothing. Let's be very clear, first of all. That's not even minimum wage in South Africa. So it doesn't take a genius to understand that underneath that lockdown, on top of this Zuma arrest, what is breeding underneath is the voice of dissent. It is anger, it is poverty, and we must understand we now are in a state where where the social contract is broken. We no longer can trust the government to protect our human security. We don't have food security, we don't have job security, we don't have safety, we don't have human security at all in South Africa. And this has been going on for years on end. Also, If we had a working state security agency, they would be able to preempt the fact that each and every protest in South Africa, especially mass protests, there has been remnants of looting, remnants of violent acts. Therefore, how do we tighten up and communicate with our citizens instead of being a repressive government where we are arresting students, we are arresting citizens, we are charging people? It's not working. It's not worked. How then do we do better? Should have been the question the government should have asked themselves to ensure that the next time the citizens of South Africa protest, they are not so violent. Because we must understand that what is driving people, in as much as we are seeing criminality, we are seeing looting, but what is driving people are the socioeconomic issues. And this is the element that the government is missing, interpreting what is driving the actual act that we are
seeing. That said, isn't it potentially a dangerous conversation to be having now, because and I had this conversation on air yesterday, so I'm quite clear that all these things can be true at the same time. My property can be needs to be protected. I have a right to have my property protected, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that there's an untruth in the fact that people are living below the poverty line because we don't have employment. So we can have all of these things can be true at the same time, but at a time like this, should we be having those conversations, or should we say no conversation until law and order is restored?
I think it's important for us to have the conversation. However, it is important how we frame it. We must say looting, violence, and attacks, that is completely wrong. It's against the law, it's against humanity, and it is unjustifiable. Absolutely unjustifiable. However, due to the fact that we have ignored this conversation, As a united country, let me say, we have these conversations in small pockets, but we have ignored having this conversation as a South African society. It is important to say the reason this is happening is because of criminality. We must understand that what the government is showing us, spending over 500 billion that should have assisted and avoided these types of situations, is also why we are here. This is not a justification. This is us actually debunking why, as a country, we are here. In South Africa, we have a habit of debunking the acts and what specific pockets of people are doing at a time. We fail to debunk what it is as a country as a whole should have happened, what we are doing as a whole, and what we should do going forward. And this is why we don't have follow-up, right? Because currently we have these conversations so that when law and order is finally had within South Africa, as the South African society, we petition the government to fix the Risk Management Act. We petition the government to account what it is that the state security agency should have done, could have done, and will do in the future. We petition the government to basically explain to us what it is that they should have done as the government. State security agency and the government are two different organs. We need to petition. This is why these conversations are so important. Now we are dealing with what is happening, understanding what is happening, but also mobilizing our own selves into a society that is political enough to have follow through.
And I think that is what's absolutely vital, is we need to be able to have the conversations. We need to have them with courage and with confidence of say, and confidence being that we can have this conversation on the assumption that my property is protected, that my rights are entrenched, and then we can look at all the aspects of it. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Fascinating and fantastic conversation. Olozola Kati, Right to Know, National Communication Right Campaigner.